And why do you stare at me that way?
Well, you don't look at all like a sea captain, sir.
I'm afraid you don't look very much like a governess. Turn around, please.
What?
Turn. Hat off. It's the dress. You'll have to put on another one before you meet the children.
But I don't have another one. When we enter the abbey, our worldly clothes are given to the poor.
And what about this one?
Well, the poor didn't want this one.
Hmm.
Well, I would have made myself a new dress, but there wasn't time. I can make my own clothes.
Well, I'll see that you get some material. Today, if possible. Now, Fräulein...
Maria.
Fräulein Maria, I don't know how much the Mother Abbess has told you.
Not much.
You are the 12th in a long line of governesses who have come to look after my children since their mother died. I trust that you will be an improvement on the last one. She stayed only 2 hours.
What's wrong with the children, sir?
There's nothing wrong with the children. Only the governesses. They were completely unable to maintain discipline. Without it, this house cannot be properly run. You will please remember that, Fräulein?
Yes, sir.
Every morning you will drill the children in their studies. I will not permit them to dream away their summer holidays. Each afternoon they will march about the grounds, breathing deeply. Bedtime is to be strictly observed, no exceptions.
Excuse me, sir, when do they play?
You will see to it that they conduct themselves at all time with the utmost orderliness and decorum. I'm placing you in command.
Yes, sir. At ease. Well, now that there's just us, would you please tell me all your names again and how old you are?
I'm Lisa. I'm 16 years old and I don't need a governess.
Well, I'm glad you told me, Lisa. We'll just be good friends.
I'm Friedrich. I'm 14. I'm impossible.
Really? Who told you that, Friedrich?
Fräulein Josephine. 4 governesses ago.
I'm Brigitta.
You didn't tell me how old you are, Louisa.
I'm Brigitta. She's Louisa. She's 13 years old, and you're smart. I'm 10, and I think your dress is the ugliest one I ever saw.
Brigitta, you shouldn't say that.
Why not? Don't you think it's ugly?
Of course. But Fräulein Hilda's was ugliest.
I'm Kurt. I'm 11. I'm incorrigible.
Congratulations.
What's incorrigible?
I think it means you want to be treated like a boy.
Mm-hmm. I'm Marta, and I'm going to be 7 on Tuesday, and I'd like a pink parasol.
Well, pink's my favorite color, too. Yes, you're Gretel. And you're 5 years old? My, you're practically a lady. Now, I have to tell you a secret. I've never been a governess before.
You mean you don't know anything about being a governess?
Nothing. I'll need lots of advice.
Well, the best way to start is to be sure to tell Father to mind his own business.
You must never come to dinner on time.
Never eat your soup quietly.
And during dessert, always blow your nose.
Don't you believe a word they say, Fräulein Maria.
Oh, why not?
Because I like you.
All right now, children, outside for your walk. Father's orders. Now, hurry up. Quick. Fräulein Maria, I'm Frau Smith, the housekeeper.
How do you do?
I'll show you to your room. Follow me.
Fräulein Maria, can we do this every day?
Don't you think you can get tired of it, Louisa?
I suppose so. Every other day?
I haven't had so much fun since the day you put glue on Fräulein Josephine's toothbrush.
I can't understand how children as nice as you can manage to play such awful tricks on people.
Oh, it's easy.
But why do it?
Well, how else can we get Father's attention?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Well, we'll have to think about that one.
All right, everybody. Over here.
What are we going to do?
Let's think of something to sing for the Baroness when she comes.
Father doesn't like us to sing.
Well, perhaps we can change his mind. Now, what songs do you know?
We don't know any songs.
Not any?
We don't even know how to sing.
No.
Well, let's not lose any time. You must learn.
But how?
Let's start at the very beginning. A very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
A, B, C.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. Do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Oh, let's see if I can make it easier. Do, a deer, a female deer. Re, a drop of golden sun. Mi, a name I call myself. Fa, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to do, oh, oh, oh.
Do!
This is Baroness Schrader. And these are my children.
How do you do?
All right, go inside. Dry off, clean up, change your clothes, report back here. Immediately. Fräulein, you will stay here, please.
I think I'd better go see what Max is up to.
Now, Fräulein, I want a truthful answer from you.
Yes, Captain.
Is it possible, or could I have just imagined it? Have my children, by any chance, been climbing trees today?
Yes, Captain.
I see. And where, may I ask, did they get these...
Play clothes.
Oh, is that what you call them?
I made them. From the drapes that used to hang in my bedroom.
Drapes?
They still had plenty of wear left. The children have been everywhere in them.
Do you mean to tell me that my children have been roaming about Salzburg dressed up in nothing but some old drapes?
Mm-hmm. And having a marvelous time.
They have uniforms.
Oh, straight jackets, if you'll forgive me.
I will not forgive you for that.
The children cannot do all the things they're supposed to do if they have to worry about spoiling their precious clothes.
I haven't heard them complain yet.
Well, they wouldn't dare. They love you too much. They fear you too much.
I don't wish you to discuss my children in this manner.
Well, you've got to hear from someone. You're never home long enough to know them.
I don't want to hear any more from you about my children.
I know you don't, but you've got to. Now, take Liesel.
You'll not say
one
word
about Liesel. You're not a child anymore. One of these days you're going to wake up and find she's a woman. You won't even know her. And Friedrich, he's a boy, but he wants to be a man like you, and there's no one to show him how.
Don't you dare tell me about my son.
Brigitte could tell you about him if you'd let her get close to you. She notices everything. And Kurt pretends he's tough, not to show how hurt he is when you brush him aside.
That will do.
The way you do all of them. Louisa, I don't know about you, but someone has to find out about her, and the little ones just want to be loved. Oh, please, Captain, love them. Love them all.
I don't care to hear anything further from you about my children.
I am not finished yet,
Captain. Oh, yes, you are, Captain. Fräulein. Now, you will pack your things this minute and return to the Abbey. What's that?
It's singing.
Yes, I realize it's singing, but who is singing?
The children.
The children?
I taught them something to sing for the Baroness.
Fräulein. I behaved badly. I apologize.
No, I'm far too outspoken. It's one of my worst faults.
You were right. I don't know my children.
There's still time, Captain. They want so much to be close to you.
And you brought music back into the house? I'd forgotten. Fräulein. I want you to stay. I ask you to stay.
If I could be of any help.
You have already. More than you know.
It's very kind of you to offer to help me, Baroness.
I'm delighted, Marie.
I really don't think I do have anything that would be appropriate.
Now, where is that lovely little thing you were wearing the other evening when the captain couldn't keep his eyes off you?
couldn't keep his eyes off me.
Come, my dear, we are women. Now, let's not pretend we don't know when a man notices us. Here we are.
The captain notices everybody and everything.
Well, there's no need to feel so defensive, Maria. You are quite attractive, you know. The captain would hardly be a man if he didn't notice you.
Baroness, I hope you're joking.
Not at all.
But I've never done a thing to...
But you don't have to, my dear. There's nothing more irresistible to a man than a woman who's in love with him.
In love with him?
Of course. What makes it so nice is he thinks he's in love with you.
But that's not true.
Well, surely you've noticed the way he looks into your eyes. And you know, you blushed in his arms when you were dancing just now. But don't take it to heart. He'll get over it soon enough, I should think. Men do, you know.
Then I should go. I mustn't stay here.
Is there something I can do to help?
No, nothing. Yes. Please don't say a word about this to the captain.
No. No, I wouldn't dream of it. Goodbye, Maria. I'm sure you'll make a very fine nun.
Hello. I thought I just might find you here.
Was there something you wanted?
Hmm? No. Sit down, please. Please. May I? You know, I was wondering two things. Why did you run away to the Abbey? And what was it that made you come back?
Well, I had an obligation to fulfill, and I came back to fulfill it.
Hmm. Is that all?
And I missed the children.
Yes. Only the children?
No. Yes. Isn't it right I should have missed them?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. I was only hoping that perhaps you... Perhaps you might...
Yes.
Well, nothing was the same when you were away, and it'll be all wrong again after you leave. And I just thought perhaps you might, change your mind.
Well, I'm sure the Baroness will be able to make things fine for you.
Maria. There isn't going to be any Baroness.
There isn't?
No.
I don't understand.
Well, we've, called off our engagement, you see, and...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. You are?
Mm-hmm. You did?
Yes. Well, you can't marry someone when you're in love with someone else. Can you? My fellow... Austrians, I shall not be seeing you again, perhaps for a very long time. I would like to sing for you now a love song. I know you share this love. I pray that you will never let it die.
Every morning you greet me, small and white, clean and bright. You look happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. The festival competition has come to its conclusion, except, of course, we don't know yet what that conclusion will be. And while the judges are arriving at their decision, I have been given permission to offer you an encore. This will be the last opportunity the Von Trapps will have of singing together for a long, long time. Even now, officials are waiting in this auditorium to escort Captain Von Trapp to his new command in the naval forces of the Third Reich. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the family Von Trapp again to bid you farewell.